section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Q1A Sports League Podcast, Season 13, Episode 8, and number 97 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special people. We have the 06-11 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing. We have the 2018 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn. And we have the first ever KSL champion, of course, the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Chateet. So let's talk about Week 8 real fast. Brian over Andy, Pate over Tybo, Snyder over Hoofter, Nanigay over Doug. Oh, Doug, whoa, hold on a second. Doug over Nanigay, Kevin over Palmer, Aaron over Oberg. Let's just talk about who got password is tacoed. Aaron.
Dave Nanigay.
What was that, Andy?
Who got password is tacoed?
Oh, Nanigay.
And why? Yeah. Let's first hear what happened since Nanigay talked to you first.
Yeah, Nanigay over Doug over Nanigay. When Nanigay sent a message out saying that Doug just won 3 days after the game, yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, Doug, so what are your thoughts?
And when Aaron sent it to me, he's like, hey, congratulations. And it's like, on what? What did I win? And then all of a sudden, it just like really kind of hit me at the same time that he sent it over. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Stat changes. I looked at it. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe I just won by 0.51.
You know what's going to happen though, right?
A restat change.
Tomorrow they're gonna get him back with a point or something.
Yeah, they'll give him back the 6 yards that they also took away from him. That'll give him a 0.01 win.
I'm just going to let you guys know, stat changes are done. I looked into it. So Doug did win. There's no other stat changes that can be done because
you say that now. I still won't believe this win until the season's over.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to get to the playoffs, and all of a sudden they're going to be like, you know what? It was what's-his-face's fault.
So this has the distinction of not only being the game of the week, but also getting passworded as tacoed. Andy, you and Brian have the distinction of the toilet bowl game of the week, of course.
Yes.
So let's move on to week number 9. Brian, what are your thoughts anyways?
For what?
Wait, can number we go back to week 8 for just one second? I just wanted to point this one out. Everybody exceeded their projections except for Boober.
Brian, would you like to add anything about week 8?
Yeah, week number 8 was an insane, with players scoring crazy numbers, except for on Andy's team.
You're twisting the knife.
Okay, so
my question is what is Boober's new team name?
Yeah,
I haven't even thought about it.
That's the thing. I was waiting for Brian to send me a message on Tuesday, and then I was like, and then I sent one in the our Facebook chat. Stop running it, you dumbasses. A pass. Brian, I'll let you think about it. Just whenever you want me to change it, just send me a message, and I'll change it over. I'll do it. I'll wait. But then as soon as the Monday night games are done, I'm switching it back. That's what I was waiting for him to be like, hey, this is the team name. Like Aaron loves boys, you know, something like that. I would have changed my name to that. Of course, it would have been a little weird when Aaron goes to check his fantasy stuff. They're like, Aaron, we think you have a problem. Okay. Yes. Pass. Touchdown. Jimmy Graham, you moron. All right, so let's talk week number 9. Aaron versus Kevin, Andy versus Joe, Ty versus Ty, the battle of the ties. Nanigay versus Oberg, Doug versus Hoofter, Brian versus David Pate. So, Doug, what is the game of the week?
Game of the week this week is going to go to... it's going to be Brian versus Pate.
All right, Brian, what are your thoughts on that?
I have to agree because I'm the best team in the league. So I should be the game of the week every week now.
Oh, so wait, hold on. Was your game against Andy game of the week?
Oh, of course. although it turned into the toilet bowl game. But
so it was game of the week and the toilet bowl game of the week at the same time. Good job, Mr. Number Nine. Okay, Aaron, game of the week.
I would have said Brian and Pate. You know, that would easily been it. But because Nanagay lost, I'm actually going to say it's Kevin and myself, because the winner here moves into second place. So right now, Kevin is edged me out in points. We have the same divisional record. But our matchup determines who is going to be number two in the league.
Okay. I'm going to say the game of the week is going to be...
Not entirely.
The ties.
Yeah, not entirely. Because if Pate wins and you win, you're both going to be 6-3. It'll go down to the points.
Yeah, but I have 100.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
He would have to put up a 300-point victory.
Okay, so you're right.
All right.
For now.
So the total bowl game of the week, I think we all can agree it's going to be Aaron.
Oh, let me get back to that real quick.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on. It's anybody that plays Joe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah, Joe and Andy. Jeez. 7-11? Yeah.
All right, we all agree?
I think Andy's going to win, too. That's the sad.
All right, so we all agree upon this, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, yeah. Password is tacoed. Brian, who is it?
I'm looking at the schedule right here. Yeah, it's going to be Nanagay. I think he's going to lose again just like he did last week.
All right, Doug?
I'm going to go with Ty Palmer is going to get password to stock code.
All right. I agree. Yeah. I'm going to say I get password to stock code. All right. So KSL news. So,
how do you get password to stock code if you're the 11th seed going up against the 7th seed?
Because I'm supposed to win according to projections, and he'll end up somehow having a guy who gets 90 points. I have no idea how, but I know it's going to happen.
By the way, Doug, you talk to Hoof a lot. Is he on suicide watch after not playing Roethlisberger last week?
No.
Okay.
I mean, come on. I mean, and I thought about this too. I don't have Roethlisberger in any of my teams, but realistically, if you're going into that game, and Hoof's okay because he had, what, Stafford, I think, going in. Yeah. Stafford got him 30 points. So it's a respectable quarterback number. It's, you know, maybe he's feeling a little bit dumb because he lost.
It's realistic.
He lost number. To Joe again.
Joe's got his number.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe calls him all the time too, apparently. So
really?
No, no, Hoof will be all right.
Is he gonna have a 13-page manifesto?
Yeah, a 13-page manifesto of my tragic life.
And who was supposed to be our division winner.
I know, right?
Who's last?
That's all right, I was supposed to be our division winner. I'm 1-7.
And poor Doug, you're what, 41-44, is that right?
41-47. I got that number wrong on there.
41-47.
Yeah, 41-47.
Man, that sucks. And you're 1-7. Talk about someone giving you a crappy schedule.
I know, right?
Aaron, will Doug climb out of last place?
Out of last place? Yes.
So you think he's going to win this week?
I think that he has a chance of winning. I don't think he's going to finish the league in 12th. He won't make the playoffs, I don't think. But Doug, you never know. I mean, maybe you'll make a powerful comeback. And if anything else, that could be the thing of legend. You come back and you win 6 straight.
And see, that's what I know I was talking to Aaron a little bit earlier and messaging him. I'm looking at my schedule, and except for this week where I have a majority of my starters on the bye, Kevin, I get in a favorable matchup because he's got a lot of people on the bye that week. Oberg, I don't like Oberg's team. I don't care. I don't like it. Except for Forte, I don't like it. And then I've got Boardman and Boober. And I could realistically run the gauntlet here and get into the playoffs.
Really?
I could.
Here's what's going to happen, Doug. It's going to come down to you and I, and it's going to be Doug just has to win and he makes the playoffs, and somehow I beat you, but then I make the playoffs, but then I start playing a game against someone, and then there's a stat correction which should knock me out, and it won't do it.
If Doug makes it to the playoffs, because, I mean, he has to win 6 straight. I mean,
yeah,
he does. So if Doug makes the playoffs, if he goes up against me, I will not bench my players. But I will I may play the wrong players on purpose just so Doug can beat me, because I think that he would deserve it at that point in time.
At that point in time, I do deserve something.
At that point in time, he deserves it.
Gosh.
The sad thing is you would switch your players to help me, but at the same time, they'd blow up that
way. You're like, I'm going to play Big Ben this week for no reason. 80 points later. So now, okay, Brian, we have some 3-5 teams. Now, which of them do you think will make the playoffs and which one won't? You know, we have Ty Boardman. We also have Johnny Oberg. Sorry, I couldn't, for some reason, I forgot his name. And then Eric Van Hefty. So you have those three guys. Is there going to be one of them that does not make the playoffs, or are they all going to make the playoffs?
Well, I could see a scenario happen where I lose out and they all make it in and I don't.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, so what? One of them will make the playoffs. But statistically,
I think Olberg's got it. It's his turn this year to make the playoffs.
And Brian's turn, the way it looks.
I think I might.
I think you're in, Brian.
Brian, if you lose the playoffs, that's going to be stuff of legend.
If he goes
to start a Hall of Fame wall or something.
Oh, we could do that.
Get us Book of World Records for fantasy football.
We could do that.
Our league.
You know what? I mean, I got some wood.
I have wood right now, too. But
I mean, I got roster wood. I mean, we're talking a full seven.
Since the stat changed.
Doug's been walking around with one. He's like, I'm sorry, it won't go away. I won.
No Viagra needed for him.
Yeah. I've already even called the doctor because it's been over 4 hours.
Oh, man.
So, real quick. So, Boardman's lost four straight. So, he started off 3-1. Doug, does Boardman make the playoffs?
No. His team overachieved at that aspect of it. His team has no chance. The only chance he has of making the playoffs is if he accepts the trade offer that I gave him, which would give him Jordy Nelson, which would then probably beat me in order to get him into the playoffs.
Or Jordy Nelson gets hurt after you trade him, and then he's screwed.
In the reverse, Brian, let me ask you, since it's your division, Joe has won three straight somehow. Is Joe going to make the playoffs, Brian?
I'm going to say our whole division does.
Oh, really?
Not just Joe, but all of our division.
And they all lose first round.
I think that's going to be unlikely.
But what if? That would make me laugh, at least.
Andy, are you talking about butts again?
Yes, he is.
What?
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 Huh?
Huh?
So, Andy, I originally had in the KSL news that Dave Nanigay was on a roll. Hashtag LOL, not anymore.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I hate to say it, but, you know, I posted the If I Had Your Schedule post, and it was very nice of him to say that I was going to go 10-3 and the curse of Manziel. And I think that was just, you know, the fantasy karma coming back and biting him in the ass for it.
I've had a cushy schedule, Doug. You should have mine.
I know. I like your schedule.
I've scored a lot of points. Schedule. I'm in the top half, that's for sure.
But I would be 6-2 if I had your schedule.
Oh, gosh.
There's a reason I way higher than you on the power rankings.
You're not way, you're just like three spots now.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's way above you. I'm number 6 in the power rankings.
You're number 6, but you're number 12 on the league standings.
Yep.
That sucks,
and number
dude.
One in our hearts.
Ah.
Exactly.
I'm number 8 and I'm number 1.
Oh, man.
But, you know, here's the thing, though. you know what's going to happen is Brian's going to enter the playoffs, number one seed. And
get knocked out first round.
You know, he's going to remember it. Brian, it's been a while, Bush administration. But what happened was you used to get knocked out first round.
So yeah. What you're saying, it's going to be a repeat until we have a new president.
I don't know, Brian, what do you think? All right, first round. I mean,
when you have to actually face a team that's in the playoffs.
You mean like Eric isn't doing very good? I mean, that's who I play right now.
Right now, yes.
I guess points four, we're about even. So it's not like his team is doing bad. It's in a kind of a scenario like you just gets outscored.
Yeah. I still don't understand how Joe has 4 wins. The least amount of points in the league, and he has 4 wins.
Scheduling.
Hey, have you guys seen my smack talk to Joe?
I have, yes.
Did you find that funny?
By the way, yes, I do. I do find, yes, I'm going to fuck you up this week. That was to Brian. I don't know why you said that, because you scored the lowest points that week. and then you also posted that you were unplugged. That kind of explains why you scored the lowest points. And now you're saying, arr, and you're looking up like a crazy man. So I guess you're coming up.
Pirate.
Yeah. Oh, that's you're coming up from sucking his dick.
Yes.
Oh, that makes total sense now. Okay. I get
that's
it.
That's why there's that little squiggly mark too. You know, that's the money shot.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. That's cute, Andy. That's cute.
I'm not going down. That means at least I finished.
Yeah, you finished. You were a gentleman.
Yes.
Just like Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. If you want to follow either one, it's at Section 86 or at 86 Productions or at Kiwani Sports.
Thought we would have gotten through it.
At Off the Mark 86. At AP Hughes. A Hughes 86. I can keep going if you want.
No, you can't.
So yeah, I would actually appreciate it if you didn't.
All one person gets to hear all those ads and stuff. Yeah.
Well, hey,
we all know everybody fast forwards through this part just to get back to our rambling.
Well, by the way, did you like how I ended the show and then the rambling kept going on?
Yes.
And there was no music. It just kept going and going and going. And
the rambling was longer than the actual show.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was the best part, though. That's the thing. And someone kept calling me saying, it's not showing up in my feed. It's not showing up in my feed.
Yeah, I can't believe Kevin was so stupid.
Yes, Aaron. So, all right. So, Doug, is there anything else you want to add from the show?
No. I'm actually kind of hoping I hold on to some of my players. I'm not looking to trade them right now because I do want to run the gauntlet and, you know, beat Brian week one of the playoffs.
All right. And trade deadline for everyone. Trade deadline is November 7th. So
it was actually supposed to be earlier than that, but you know,
right.
Brian, is there anything else you want to add?
8-1.
You're 7-1.
8-1.
So you're pretty much a lock to be in the playoffs, which is good.
Yay. First time in 5 years, 6 years, whatever.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike, man. Just like riding the bike.
I don't know. Do you have a team built for the playoffs? Do you think, Brian?
Well, they're all on losing teams, so yeah.
Wait, you have Forte?
No.
So I think that's the difference between Brian and Pate's strategies. Brian went for guys on losing teams. Pate went for wife beaters.
You know, beaters too.
Let's not even include wives. Let's just go with domestic beaters.
Sorry, yes. Domestic violence cases.
Yes.
All right. So, Aaron, is there anything else you want to add?
Go Bears.
All right. So for Brian Chateet, Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And of course, until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. Two fingers.
Kevin sucks.
What?
His mom.
Cam fucking Newton is 8 for 24.
Oh, yeah. Thank God he's my quarterback.
I know. And you're playing him.
Yeah.
Have a rushing touchdown.
Anybody want a QB?
Hey, just to let you guys know, there's going to be a blockbuster trade that's going to be done on Tuesday. between myself and someone else as well. It's going to be one of those trades where you're like, what the?
So you
can't
and Pate,
trade yourself.
You and Pate, what you said you're trading with Pate. What are you trading them? I'm just curious. I don't care.
I don't want to say who it is, but it's Bennett. But it actually, when you go to the evaluate,
Bennett?
When you actually go to the evaluate part, it actually has positives for both of us. Everyone, every trade I've ever been off, everyone sent me, it's always positive for them and then major negative for me. So this one was actually a fair trade. And I just told them that I want to do it next week. And then we're going to throw a couple draft picks in as well. So we're going to finalize the details here shortly. But yeah, big trade, big, big trade. It's going to change a lot of things. So, and I don't play him anymore. So I don't care.
Marshawn Lynch is a big girly right now. He's not doing anything.
Well, I know Andy said he wanted to get rid of Lynch, so I'd imagine Lynch is probably part of the deal.
It's a big deal. It actually helps me out, and it helps him out.
So if he got rid of Lynch, he would need to have a running back to replace him for sure. And probably really two running backs since, you know, he has three Buffalo running backs on his team for some reason.
And they're all out, probably. Yeah.
So
why do you still have Sean Green?
Because it was a stupid trade. That's why I still have him.
Because it was an awesome trade. I don't know what you're talking about.
So I would imagine then you're probably getting Mark Ingram and...
Oh, no. He's getting Adrian Peterson.
Yes. I asked for
and
AP.
Ray Rice.
So you're getting a running back of some sort. You have
and you're trading Spiller, aren't you?
I dropped Spiller.
Oh, you dropped Spiller? Oh, finally. Okay, so you only have two Buffalo running backs again.
Yeah. I would have had three, but someone took that guy, but that's fine. I understand.
If you want him, I will trade him to you.
No.
Well, you're on pace.
There it is. Olsen's open. You
points.
Motherfucker. Olsen was so open. He went down to one knee. That's not a touchdown.
Which one?
Who did?
Am I ahead of
him? No, because they're on the... It's on the 12.
I'm not actually watching it. I'm watching the stat tracker.
Yeah, I'm not watching it right now, unfortunately.
He goes down on one knee. I saw it.
Who did?
He gets touched.
Who got touched?
Yeah, 86, Williams. Because Olsen was
Carolina.
There. Yeah. Because he goes down on one knee, and the guy touches him. He's down.
They just need to give it to Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, no kidding. He steps out of bounds right there.
It's going to look like a really bad trade on my part.
Ooh, Brian, you want to continue our banter from last week?
No.